Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Daniel Ricciardo. Daniel Ricciardo,
welcome back to The Daily Show.
Thanks. It's been a while.
You know, this is how long it's been and how much has changed. Are you mesmerized by the...
Yeah, it's getting bigger.
Yeah, it's a nice feeling, right?
Yeah, it's cool. Thanks.
let's talk about a few things here. Let's talk about a few things. It's like number one... Oh, wait, sorry. Let me make you comfortable. This is the water, but you don't need water here. Sorry, I don't even know why I didn't change this earlier. We can do this. Yeah. Got you. Just make things a little more comfortable for you. You know? You know what I mean? Just make the interview a little more comfortable.
You are very well prepared.
You know what I mean? We want to make sure everyone's drinking what they normally drink. Here we go.
Anyone who doesn't know is like, what the hell are they doing right now?
So, do you want to explain it or I can? I can. What do you want?
Go on. Go for it.
So, Daniel Ricciardo, one of the best racing drivers in the world, has a tradition where when he wins, there's champagne. You've probably seen at the races, and they pop the champagne. But this man, I guess is maybe because he's Australian, decided not to drink the champagne out of the bottle, but out of a shoe.
The shoe I race in, very sweaty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all the flavor of the victory, you know
it
what
is.
I mean? That's what they say, the
success.
Taste of victory. And so now it's affectionately known as a shoey. So cheers, my friend. Yeah.
I mean, I normally don't do this unless I've won, but hey.
You've won by being here.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. Mm. I just raced in those this weekend, yeah. Let's talk about everything, man. The first time you were on the show, I had to explain to some people what Formula One is, and now you are easily one of the biggest stars in America. Like, can you walk through the street without people recognizing you?
Watch the bottle. it's grown a lot. Like, it really has... I think since, Drive to Survive, and that's had four seasons now,
maybe.
It's, every time we get to the States, it's getting more and more, and people are, kind of spotting me and saying what's up and wishing me luck, so
people are wearing masks of your face. That's how your smile is iconic, your joy is iconic. There are many people who watch Drive to Survive, and they're just like, this is the most dramatic sport I've ever watched. You guys, like, you try to kill each other, you crash into each other. Max Verstappen famously has said, I don't want to be on the show because it makes Formula One seem more dramatic than it actually is. Where do you stand? Like, how much drama is in the sport?
There's certainly a lot in the sport, and there are true rivalries and all of that stuff. So I think with the show on Netflix, Drive to Survive, I would say they like sprinkle a little bit on top, but it's already like drama filled, but then they'll just nudge it along and a little bit of, hey, how are you on top, you know?
I want to know how you stay being one of the friendliest drivers, not just like smiling with the fans. You know, so for instance, you recently had a crash, right? Mm-hmm. It was Carlos Sainz.
Yeah.
But you went up to him afterwards, you apologized. Do you think like there's something in you that makes you go, I know we're competing, but you know, we all want to get along. What is that?
I hated every second of the apology. It's yeah, again, I think probably just with like experience and just being in it for so long, like I know I have the, I guess, maturity now to know like how much we all put into it.
Yeah.
And as competitive as we are, we all have something, you know, strongly in common. And there's only 20 of us in the world that do it. There's only 20 F1 drivers. So it's, you know, you kind of just respect everyone's journey. And so like the incident, you know, like if I hold myself accountable for something, then yeah, I feel like I want to, yeah, just apologize. And it's nothing personal. You know what I mean? So I don't think everyone would do it, but for me, I just felt better by doing it.
Yeah.
So we kind of like clean slate for the next one. And I know that when we come like alongside each other on track next, like
yes,
there's no intensity.
Got it.
There'll be an intensity, but nothing heightened, I guess.
The next race is Miami for the first time ever, which means no one has raced on the track. That's mm-hmm. always strange for drivers because you guys visualize the track, you remember what it was like, you know the surface, the whole, like, how much harder is it to race on a track that you've never raced on than one that you've been on before? Is it like, is it a big jump or is it you guys are like, ah, no, whatever?
It's a challenge. Like
yeah.
There's some circuits now that we know, like literally I could drive it in my head. And if you got like a stopwatch, I'd be able to visualize within probably a second.
And
of
you
what
hit
it
the
is.
Times.
Close like, enough.
That's
yeah.
me when I think, if you time me going to the fridge to get ice cream,
yeah.
in my head, I can do it. I can go, all right, then I'm going to the couch and go to the fridge, act like I'm going to get the baby carrots. Then I don't, close the thing, get the thing, the ice cream. And then I'm like, blah, blah. And then I'm embarrassed. Then I take more. And then I'm ashamed. Then I'm like, may as well finish it. And then put it back. Then I'm like, it's not finished. Then I have that. Then I'm like, is there another one? Then I go, no, enough's enough. Self-control, close the fridge. That's pretty much me visualizing.
That was good.
That's pretty much the, I know what you mean. But there, you know? You visualize. Well, you can't do that in Miami. Are you even going to be able to concentrate in Miami? Miami's a party.
Yeah.
It's a full-on, non-stop party. Mm. And you guys are going to be all...
Yeah, it's no, I don't want to say it's tough, but for sure, when you compete in like a big city, because
yeah.
some circuits are in the middle of nowhere, you know, because you need a lot of space to build a circuit. So
right.
some are out in like, kind of like in fields somewhere. but, you know, Miami's going to be, it's going to be around Hard Rock Stadium,
right.
I believe it's
yeah.
called. And yeah, it's going to be nuts. But so we'll do, there's like simulators. So
uh-huh.
each team has a simulator, like a very high tech sophisticated one. So I was on that on Tuesday and trying to just learn at least where the track is and how it goes. But it's really into when you get on track in practice, that's where it's time to learn it as quick as you can. And getting to a new circuit, you kind of gives you a chance to maybe catch on to something a little quicker than someone else. So it can maybe like create a bigger separation for the ones that like click and maybe the ones that struggle a bit more.
Before I let you go, when you look forward to races, what are the ones where you think, man, I cannot wait to get back on that racetrack? And you can't say Australia. That's obviously number one.
Yeah. So
that's home.
Yeah.
Pick another one.
And I'm not just saying this because we're on American soil, but Austin. Like I get so excited for Austin.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I swear I have some DNA, like Texan DNA in me or something. I don't know. I love it.
Oh man, dude. Thank you so much for being on the show again.
Good
luck for the rest of the season. Enjoy it.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now.
Right Rug Flooring.